Okay, Rocket football fans, here's the play call. Next time you need a prescription filled, stop by KB Pharmacy on South Main Street in Marion. Let them know how much you appreciate KB Pharmacy sponsoring the Rocket Football Podcast. You can stop by, you can visit them online, you can call on the phone, or you can just text your prescription needs right over to the store and they'll have it ready when you get there. KB Pharmacy, let them know how much you care.
And it's week three for Rocket football, Crittenden County's first road game this week. The Rockets will go to McLean County over to Calhoun. It's a narrow drive over. Fans, be careful on the way. Coach Starnes, this is going to be maybe your toughest test of the season. This team is 1-1, but not a bad football team.
No, Chris, they play hard, and we think it's going to be a test for us. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us. We're going to have to be up for that challenge. They run a wing tee offense, and that always presents a lot of problems, and you have to play your responsibility and be disciplined on it. And that's what we're going to have to do, because if we don't, then they'll beat us. And we try to get the kids to understand that this week in practice. And, you know, we're trying to commit to playing more kids, and we're doing that. You know, unfortunately, we have to play more because of injury, and we hate that. But, you know, when you get your opportunity to step in, you need to step in and play and do it well.
Shelby Robinson, I assume, is the injury you're talking about. We found out he has some damage in his knee. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, he tore his ACL, and, you know, we hate it for Shelby because, you know, he missed his freshman year with a back, And then this last game, he tore his ACL. We just found out yesterday. And, you know, it's crushing to us. And we're not the ones that have to go through it. Shelby and his family's going to have to go through it. But we reassured him that, you know, he's got another year. He's just a junior this year. So, you know, in 6 to 8 months, he can rehab it, and it'll be right and actually be better and stronger than the other knee. You know, there's hope that he'll get back, and we just hope that he understands that he needs to continue to be a part of us in spirit and there visibly and not out on the field. So, you know, we're going to miss him, but, you know, somebody's going to have to step in and play.
He was your starting center.
He was playing center, and, you know, when he got hurt, he was playing defense, and, you know, we went to a five-man front, and he was one of the guys that we brought in and played. Dakota Kerner, we decided that we're going to give him the opportunity to play. He's a junior, and Dakota's worked hard, and he just has to understand that he has to believe in himself like we believe in him and be able to get the job done, and he's going to have to be able to move his feet while he snaps. And, you know, the center is a key spot in a shotgun offense, and he's responsible for getting the ball to the quarterback every play. And so we're going to have to rely on him. And he's worked hard, and I think he's ready, and we'll be able to do it.
And you thought about taking Travis Fitzgerald, who's your guard, moving him over. He's your long snapper, so he can snap the ball, good at snapping the ball. And Travis is a really good defender, too. Andy dug up some of these stats. He's number 6 in fumble recoveries in his career, which puts him he's had 6 fumble recoveries, tied for 4th place in career fumble recoveries. And Travis McKinney is tied for 2nd in calls fumbles. We've had a lot of fumbles the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and as we said before, you know, we work on that every day, and we want that to be the mindset of our kids. And, you know, we even told them that they were up in the top percentage as far as fumble recovery and calls fumbles. We told the kids that. And so we challenge them to continue that. We want that to happen. And you know, you go back and you look at stats of teams with the turnover percentage and a ratio. If you're on the plus side, then you're making things happen, and you're winning ball games. So that's what we're trying to do. And the more that we can turn over, the better off it is. There's nothing more demoralizing to a wing tee offense who concentrates on long drives and sustaining drives, as we did. Yeah. Then you're driving the ball down there, and then you fumble the football, and that's what happened last week with McLean County and Ohio County. There were 2 drives that they had, and they were in the red zone, deep in the red zone, and they fumbled twice, and they got beat by 1 point. So, you know, that's the importance of it. Every play, you have to take care of it, just like we teach our kids on defense. Every play, you try to go after it. So that's what we're going to do.
And this is a team that traditionally Crittenden County has had its way with. Just a few years ago, we beat them by 60-some-odd points, and we lead the series 18-3. The last two times we've lost to them, however, has been over at Calhoun, so that's a tough place to play. I remember one of them when they had a fellow by the name of Henry Bowling, and you may have heard some of us talk about this years ago. Ronnie Moss, who was a great running back at Crittenden County, had about a 20-yard lead on Henry, and Henry ran him down, and we knew then Henry was a special player because
Ronnie was pretty quick.
Yeah,
it's a tough place to play. I mean, the kids play hard there. They're hard-nosed kids. They're country kids like we are, and they play hard. And Zach Wagner is the head coach there, who has them playing hard and is doing a good job with them. And you know, it's just going to make sure we just have to make sure that we do our best in playing hard, having fun, being aggressive, and playing our responsibilities.
Of course, we've beat them the last 9 times we've played them, and they, you mentioned the Ohio County game. If it, you know, sometimes it's fun to compare scores, but the Ohio County had, they're a 6A team, and they had beaten Callaway County in the opening week, and of course we saw Callaway County in the scrimmage, and a little bit surprising maybe.
Yeah, that surprised me, because I thought Callaway County was a pretty solid football team, and you know, Ohio County is a good team, don't get me wrong, but you know, it just looked like that McLean was a little bit better than them, and they came out on the short end of the stick. But you know, Ohio County throws the football, they run the spread, so they gave, it's an opportunity for us to get a look on them. Just like Todd County ran a version of the wing T, so it helped us this week. It's going to help us this week with McLean County with what they do. So, you know, once again, it's going to be an exciting night. We're excited for the opportunity to possibly go 3-0, which we haven't been 3-0, I think, since 2009. And so it's been a while, and, you know, we're excited about it and want to continue with this season.
Now, now, let's get an update on Dylan Hicks, who is the starting kicker, and he's been out. Will Perkins kicked last week. What's Dylan's status?
Dylan is supposed to be back in 2 or 3 weeks, so he got a good report, and which is good, and we'll be glad when he does come back. And we don't know about whether he'll be able to kick when he comes back, because he had a tear in his patella tendon. And so we got to just give it time to be healed and to get healed. And so right now he is putting pressure on it. He's walking on it, and which is a good sign. So, you know, we hope that that he's able to return soon.
Kind of flip over and talk a little bit about offense. Nick Castiller, he's moved into 10th in career passing yards for the Rockets all time. I think he's right behind David Cozart and Travis Gilbert in that list. But he's got a lot of guys this year catching passes. And what can we expect to see out of – who is some of the up-and-coming receivers that we may not have heard much about yet that maybe we will even as we move into the season?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of kids that can catch. I think you got Adam Beavers that can catch. You got Cody Belt that can catch. You've got Mitchell Joyce that can catch. You got Ethan Dawson that gets out there and he can catch. He plays the wide. You got Gavin Dickerson that can catch, and he can play the H and the running back as well. Devin Nesbitt can catch. I mean, all the kids can catch, and that's what we, you know, we're working on it. We're watching, you know, we catch every day, and from the running back spot to the receivers, watching them out there and the practice that we have every day, we're watching them in their hands, and we're throwing the ball hard to them. You know, we're making sure, and it helps with the accuracy of the quarterbacks. It helps with the hands of the receivers and the running backs, and you know, we're working on that all the time, and you can just visibly see that our kids are getting better every day that they catch, and we do it every day. And that's what we made a commitment to do. We made a commitment to do that in our pregame now too. So we don't line up and stretch like we used to. We warm up, and that's our warm up. Our warm up is our drills that we do to catch football, and so it's helped us. And I think you have to credit the coaches, and Jeremy Wheeler is the receiver coach, and Sean Thompson, this offensive coordinator, has come in and said, "Here's what we need to do, and let's get it done," and we're doing it, and it's showing, and it has paid off. And again, you have the quarterback club who made a commitment financially for us to go to the camp, and I think that's made every bit of difference in the world.
You know, one of the guys that's impressed me the most this year is Tyler Coleman, because he was a lineman. I think he played guard, didn't he, last year? Mm-hmm. And now, I don't think I'm mistaken, but I don't believe he's missed a pass thrown to him this year either just during a play or a PAT or anything. I think he's been 100%, if I'm...
You know, and that's accurate. Tyler Coleman, first and foremost, is one of the best kids that I've ever been around as a person. He's the well-rounded. He's the kind that makes a father of a daughter very proud to have him come to the house. And he's just that kind of kid. And every day, he shakes our hand and tells us thank you and goodbye and hi and everything like that. And just a super kid. And so he knew, and Sean Thompson, and even Jeremy Wheeler, they were trying to convince me that we needed to move him to tight end. And I knew he was talented. I knew he had some skills. But it was hard for me in my mind to justify moving a starter from one position to another position when we had to fill that spot that he vacated. And so with Gary McConnell, as I said before, and his commitment and dedication and the way that he worked, and Devin Hopper, who's worked hard and has shown new life of enjoying this sport and enjoying being around Crittenden County football, that we were able to do that. And because of that, and the way Tyler Coleman is, the person that he is, he wants to show us that we made the right decision. And every day he goes out there, he's just as happy as he can be to be in that position. And in fact, I even talked to him yesterday about moving to a position like that, and told him that I was happy that he has, because he hasn't let us down, and so he's excited about it, and he's worked hard to be there, mm-hmm. and he wants to prove it to us, and I understand that.
You know, and another player that comes to mind quite often when I see him out on the field is Ethan Hunt, who's really grown up, I think, as a football player this year.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll tell you what, Ethan not only has grown up as a player, but he's grown up physically, too.
And so
it's made him better and made him more confident, too. But as we said before, you know, Ethan's a solid player, and he's just a junior, and he's got some of the best hands. As we have Seth Birdwell and Alex Cosby, and then you have Bryce McKinney that comes in, and you have Jesse Belt, who comes in, that can catch, and all of them can catch. And you had Tyler Hicks, Dylan Hicks, who before he got hurt was coming in and he could catch. And so, we have a lot of kids that can catch.
And Dylan Hollis out of the backfield is just automatic.
And Dylan Hollis, you know, one of the things that we did one of the things that has helped us more than anything that is having those two platooning at running back. When you have Mason Myers and Dylan Hollis, and both of them can catch, and so we have plays designed for them out of the backfield so they can catch the ball as well as run it, and they're just hard workers and sure-handed kids, and it makes a difference. And then you have Nick Castiller, who is determined that he is going to be an efficient passer, and he's working hard every day, and had a great practice yesterday throwing the football.
Well, against this team we play this week, we'll need to be efficient. We'll need to score a lot of points, I think, when we go down to Calhoun. Put this game away early, I would think, would be a good strategy, wouldn't it? Get ahead early.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that we set the stage early and try to show the dominance of our team. And if we execute, we will have no problem with that. But if we don't execute and we don't get after them defensively, it's going to be a long night for us because they are a solid football team.
All right, Coach Dunners. Well, like we said, this is probably the biggest test of the season so far, and we'll see you over at Calhoun. Long drive. Well, it's not a long drive. It's just kind of the road's a little narrow.
Yeah, the road's narrow, or you got to go around it.
You got to go around it. All right, well, we'll see you over at the football field Friday night.
All right, buddy. Thank you.